In September 1971, a group of inmates seized control of the maximum security Attica prison in upstate New York. Days later, state troopers stormed the facility. 43 people died and 89 were seriously wounded. But even now, more than 40 years after the bloodiest prison uprising in U.S. history, questions remain. Joining us is New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, who is seeking the release of documents related to the riot and the response to it, and I'm very pleased to welcome him to our program today. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Nearly 350 pages of the 1975 investigation into Attica, known as the Meyer Commission report, have been kept secret. Why was only part of the report released in the 1970s?
Well, the Meyer report was a response to an earlier investigation when, after the siege at Attica, the taking of the prison by the prisoners, and then the retaking by state troopers, deputies, and prison guards. The governor, then Nelson Rockefeller, directed my office, the Attorney General's office, to investigate the events at Attica. The head of the investigation was an assistant attorney general named Anthony Simonetti, and his assistant was a lawyer named Malcolm Bell. In April 1975, Bell resigned his position and wrote a very long letter charging that there was a cover-up going on of possible crimes by law enforcement committed during the retaking of the prison and the rehousing of the prisoners. There has been some civil litigation over this, and at that point, the governor and the attorney general decided they needed a new person to take a look at the investigation into the incident that had been conducted by the initial team, and so Judge Meyer was assigned to do this, and he finished his work in December 1975 after an eight-month inquiry and released the first volume of his findings, was directed by the governor to do that, and it concluded that while there had been serious errors in judgment, he did not believe that there was an intentional cover-up by the Attorney General's office of crimes committed. Now, the challenge here is that the second and third volumes, which had all of the backup information for his conclusions, were not released. And the courts ruled in 1977 and 1980 on applications, again, from my office, that the need to protect the confidentiality of information derived from grand jury testimony, which is always kept secret, trumped the public's interest in having the documents released. So volumes two and three of the report were sealed. We have essentially reopened the issue and come in with a new application saying enough time has gone by. The historical significance of the two sealed volumes is substantial. That the fact that all of the Attica-related civil and criminal litigation has long ago ceased, and that as a result of the passage of time, the privacy-related concerns of people who might have testified in the grand jury or been identified can be addressed with a much more narrow redactions than proposed in the past. So we're proposing to release the second and third volumes of the Meyer Report and get all the facts that are there out for the public, for scholars, for the families of victims to see, and to redact the names of witnesses in the grand jury and people who are specifically identified by the grand jury, but and or if there's some very specific identifying information, such as someone's address or something. But other than that, to have no redaction at all and get all the facts out.
Attica became one of the rallying cries of the counterculture of the Nixon era. Do you see the documents as being historically significant?
They are clearly historically significant, and that's another part of our application to the court, that in the last decade or so, courts have started recognizing the historical significance of documents can overcome other interests in keeping things secret. So mostly the case was in federal court, but we think it's an important doctrine, and we think that this is a perfect case for its application. It's enough time has gone by. It is historically significant, and those of us who work in law enforcement, I think most of us believe, I hope most of us believe, that by getting out the facts about when things, bad incidents, when things go wrong, when things don't, are done improperly or get a bad result, it's important to get that out to the public. It's important to learn from our mistakes and to have the public aware of what can happen and what has happened, because Attica one person described as the worst day of American on American violence since the end of the Civil War. This was a very serious incident in the history of New York State and in the history of the criminal justice system.
The report, as you said, never found evidence of an intentional conspiracy to cover up what happened at Attica, but did point to many errors in how the staff handled the siege and aftermath. Is that why it's being kept secret?
Well, it's not clear. The court that ruled on this in 1980 did not issue a detailed opinion explaining why they were ordering it sealed. There is clearly substantial information that people can look at and use to analyze what was done improperly, what was done, and speculate on what were the intent behind these actions. But it's clear that the retaking of the prison, in which dozens of people were killed and over 80 more were wounded,
It's 43 people killed, 89 seriously wounded.
Right. Well, the four of them were killed during when the prisoners were taking over the prison. Three inmates and a guard were killed during that siege. And then on September 13th, 1971, heavily armed troopers, sheriff's deputies, prison guards fired into the crowd. And it seems to be clear now that the crowd, they had no weapons other than, you know, knives and things like that. 10 prison employees and 29 inmates died in that shooting, and more than 80 people were wounded. So it's a serious instance, a serious incident. It is it's something that haunts people. I was up in Buffalo and Rochester earlier this week, and I spoke to some family members who've been trying to get these records unsealed for a long time, family members of folks who were killed. And I think it's time. It's just the right thing to do.
In a filing, you asked the state Supreme Court in Wyoming County to release the documents. Do you expect much pushback?
We have not gotten any opposition yet. We'll see. I know that back in the 70s, when there was an effort to unseal these records, there was some opposition, but we haven't seen any yet.
Will people who were imprisoned at Attica and are still alive be able to review what information about them is being released?
Well, we're trying to give notice to people who are specifically referred to, but that's, you know, it's a hard, difficult process this far after the fact, but we are letting everyone that we can track down know that this is, that we're moving to unseal this and that they can be heard if they want to be heard.
Do you think that New York has solid transparency laws?
Well, there's always a tension between the need to do some things privately, and, for example, we have grand jury secrecy laws that are very important. People, there's testimony given in a grand jury where a potential defendant does not have their lawyer there. It's not like a trial jury where you can respond to things, and if we keep grand jury testimony secret forever, it's an important part of the system. In general, New York has pretty good transparency laws, freedom of information laws, and others. We're always working on it. There's always a tension between the desire of those in government to get some things done quietly and the desire of the public and the media to get everything out in the open. So I think we're on a par with most other states.
In 2005, New York State agreed to a $12 million settlement in regard to the riots. Will the documents open the opportunity for more legal claims by victims?
No. The time is long past for any more litigation over this, and that's another reason we think the court should consider our application favorably.
Did the state change anything about how it runs its prisons in the aftermath of Attica?
Well, there were a series of changes. I'm not sure how many of them you can directly connect to Attica. Governor Rockefeller was replaced shortly after that by Governor Wilson, and then Governor Kerry, and there have been a lot of changes, and there have been a lot of changes in the way we would run correctional institutions all over America. I mean, I was in the late 70s. I was a deputy sheriff for a couple of years in a jail in Massachusetts, and there's a lot of stuff that we know now we didn't know then, and there are a lot of we're implementing a lot of those programs in New York State. I'm pleased that I was the lead sponsor in the New York State Senate before I was the Attorney General of the repeal of the Rockefeller drug laws, And there was predictions of a major crime wave. In fact, in New York, we're now reducing our prison population while we're reducing crime. And there have been a lot of changes. I don't know that you can tie any of them directly to Attica. I think there there were some reviews and some individual issues, but the governor ultimately pardoned everyone who was connected with this. There were some indictments that were issued, and in an effort just to sort of bring peace, Governor Kerry pardoned all of the people who were being charged in connection with the violence at Attica. So I don't think there's going to be any more litigation, and I think it's I think for those of us who care about the criminal justice system in the United States, it's important to get this out there.
Well, when do you think there'll be a decision on as to whether it's going to be released or not?
Very hard to predict. It depends on if there's any opposition. If there's no opposition, we would expect a decision to come pretty quickly. And if there is opposition, we'll deal with it. But we have not been contacted by anyone who's opposed so far, and this has now been out there for almost a week. So that's an indication that we probably will not have much in the way of opposition.
I've been speaking with New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.